Okay, for economic efficiency, you want to make the most of the limited resources that you have. So you certainly don't want to waste. If you waste, you're going to inhibit economic efficiency. And in order to be extremely efficient, you need capital. You need human capital and you need capital goods. That's the key. So let's take each of the three different economies. A market economy. How is a market economy fare with economic efficiency? Well, it's loaded with capital. You have tractors, you have trucks, you have computers, you have all sorts of capital, and you have the education level to access that capital with good, solid human capital. Think about it. First world economies. This is where people go even from the third world to get a college education, to be trained at a higher level. The problem with a market economy in regards to economic efficiency isn't the advancement, it's the waste. In many first world countries, and almost all first world countries are market economies, you have a lot of waste. Think of us here in the US, landfills, fossil fuels, pollution. There is an awful lot of waste that would keep us from being absolutely efficient in regards to a broad-based economic goal. I think maybe European countries, on the other hand, are more in tune to conservation of resources, environmental degradation, and would probably fare a little bit better on economic efficiency than the United States. Traditional economy, they try. They really do. If they aren't efficient, they will die. So you've got to admit that there's some efficiency going on there. But the problem is they have such a lack of capital. They have such a lack of capital goods, of human capital. They have a lack of natural resources and access to them that it's difficult to be truly efficient if you cannot use advanced methods to be efficient. So their spirit with efficiency is an A, but being so technologically backwards puts them at a huge disadvantage. A command economy is just not efficient at all. It does whatever it has to do to keep the dictator in power. Total waste of capital when it comes to human capital, because a lot of people that aren't in the sphere, aren't in the circle, the private circle of the dictatorship, or maybe aren't the right political party or the right religion, don't have access to higher education, so they're stymied in human capital. The actual capital goods will be solid when it comes to military goods, but outside of the military, it's only what the dictator deems necessary. Just too much waste of too much potential.